Annie Cochran is an emergency foster parent and asks that the state spare the foster program as it's looking for areas to cut spending this legislative session.
I strongly believe that if you cut funding or reduce funding in the foster care industry, then what's going to happen is we're going to be paying more in the long run, and we're going to be looking at the state funding it with the corrections program.
Cochran's husband, John Cochran, who's also an emergency foster parent, asked for OCS caseworkers to receive more training and more support. With the overloaded system, he says, the managers are set up to fail.
They have a hard job. It's about 50, 60 kids to a caseworker. We're talking about guardian ad litems with 75 to 100 cases. You've set an impossible task.
Heather Sia is one of those guardian ad litems, an attorney who advocates for the children in OCS. She says one of the main problems with the system is a lack of reasonable effort to provide regular visits for the children and parents to maintain a family bond.
If you're in region, which means that if you're in Bethel and a surrounding community, you generally get to see your kid once a month. If your kid is placed in Anchorage, the Valley, Fairbanks, Juneau, you get to see your kid once a quarter. It's just cruel. It's cruel to the kids, it's demoralizing, incredibly demoralizing to the parents.
Kristen Palke is a school social worker in Bethel. Every day she deals with OCS workers and the children affected by OCS, a system she says that is unsustainable as it is and hurting everyone involved, workers, families, and children.
I've worked with exceptional workers who go above and beyond and do make sure that children have contact with their families. But in my experience, I have not seen OCS workers be able to successfully do that unless they put in extensive overtime hours in evenings and weekends because their caseloads are so large.
Daisy May Barrera, who has a social work degree, says OCS protects women and children. But problems arise, she says, when the state does not understand and respect Yupik culture. For the system to improve, she says the state, tribes, and social services will have to come together to understand and help one another.
Together, I tell you, it doesn't take that many dollars. It takes team building, teamwork to be productive and to progress for the sake of every child and every woman in any region.
In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.